It is time now for Green Visions on KUMD, a production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill. Susan Craddock is our guest this morning. She is the director of the Center of Bioethics. Susan, good morning, and thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Coming up is the Minnesota Climate Forum. Actually, the Minnesota Climate Forum was held at the end of last month, and there was a lot of conversation about how business and policy intersect in the fight against climate change. Susan, one of the things that I think many people are interested in right now is how effective can local units of government be, local, county, state units of government be, when the support, financial and psychological, is not coming from the top down right now?
Well, first of all, I need to correct something you said. Our forum is actually this month, at the end of this month. It's April 27th.
Oh, okay. Sorry?
From 10 to 4:30. No, that's okay.
Mistake in March here. Yes, March was written. April's the thing. Good. That's really good to know.
Yes, it is April 27th, and it's important for people in Duluth to know because for those who are not in the Twin Cities, they can call in. And I can give information on that. But to answer your question, that's why it's that much more important to have these kind of, days to get people together, these vehicles to get policy and business people together, because we can't count on our federal leadership, our federal administration to do that. And that's why we're hearing about that climate change is likely to happen, is happening at the state level, at the municipal level, at the regional level, and that's part of what we're trying to do, is to say this is something that we have to do, and one of our panelists is for policy people and lawyers who can talk about here's the kind of policies and guidelines that either encourage or enable people in their companies and their corporations across multiple sectors to be able to green their companies to lower waste and water and greenhouse gas emissions. And then we have a corporate and business panel across sectors. General Mills is represented, commercial real estate, the healthcare system, et cetera, to say these are the things we're doing. And so we're showing by our own leadership that this is possible and that there are things that we can be doing right now, even with some of the challenges and the obstacles that are out there. That doesn't mean that we can't take action, a lot of different kinds of action. So that's why it's important.
One of the rationales for rolling back a lot of this federal regulation and a lot of the deregulation where pollution control, emission standards, these sorts of things have been taking place. The idea is that this is discouraging to business, that it makes it more difficult for business. And yet you are talking about companies and corporations that are saying, here are the steps that we're taking. Where does the reality lie in your mind?
Well, the reality is that just because the EPA, for example, is rolling back on guidelines or regulations that were to diminish particular, whether it's car emissions or, other kinds of things, that doesn't mean companies have to do that. That means that they can. And I think what's great is that many companies, not all of them actually, many companies will say that's great, so now we don't have to do that and we don't have to spend the money to do that. But I think more and more, as it becomes so obvious that climate change is real and it's destructive for everybody and it can be damaging to businesses, that an increasing number of companies across sectors are saying, no, we actually want to do this, whether we don't have to by federal regulations or not, we want to do this. And I think that's where the reality lies, is that they're stepping up to the plate to do the things they can do, still.
As a bioethicist, how do you counter, or can you counter, an attitude by a company or a person that, no, I'm going to take what I can get. I'm not going to worry about it. I had a friend who said to me once, you know, I talked about, well, you know, that we need to, you know, cut back on pollution now, or the world, you know, within 100 years is going to be so polluted that we can't live. And he said, I don't care. I'm not going to be here. How, as a bioethicist, can you counter this idea of I'm going to take what I can get for myself now and I won't be around to worry about the consequences?
Well, first of all, those consequences are here and now. So actually, you do have to worry about that. I mean, first of all, I would say it's increasingly unethical to have that attitude, which I know that, you know, saying that something's unethical isn't going to convince a lot of people. Of course it's not. But it is increasingly untenable, I think, just, you know, beyond unethical. It's a little bit horrifying to have that attitude. If everybody had that attitude, we would be in even worse shape than we are now. And that shape is that climate change is happening more quickly and more deeply than scientists have predicted. So we are already seeing effects of that. And so that person is here and now and experiencing it. And everybody needs to be doing things. It's not just, you know, multiple generations down that you're not going to see it. No, that's actually inaccurate. So all of us have to do things because it's affecting all of us now. Some much more than others, but everybody is affected in one way or another.
What are you hoping will be some of the, once the conference at the end of the month is all over with, the Minnesota Climate Forum, what are you hoping will be some of the things that you can point to when it's over and say, either we did that, we accomplished that, we educated people about that? What are you hoping some of the tangible results will be?
I hope it's beyond education. I mean, education is always important. But what we're also hoping to do, and this is a call to anybody who's listening who are, you know, a lot of companies are smaller companies, and they might not have the ability to have a dedicated sustainability officer or something like that. And so what we're really hoping to do, I mean, everybody is welcome at this forum, of course, but we're especially hoping to get other people from businesses across sectors of the state and across different arenas, you know, whether it's agriculture or healthcare or manufacturing or real estate, what have you, to say, oh, you know, I've always wanted to try to do that, but I don't really know where to start. And so we actually would like something to happen beyond education here, that we can inspire other people who are in businesses, who know this is what they need to do, who might need to convince their bosses or their CEOs, or maybe their CEOs are fine with it, but they just don't really, again, know where to start, that we hope to, at the end of the day, say, okay, what do people need to get started? How can the Center for Bioethics facilitate resources? Is it, you know, exchange of information, having resource pages that we can make available to anybody who wants to access it, a kind of one-stop shopping of where do I go, who do I contact, how do I get started in my own business, in my own company, to do the kinds of things that I heard about in this forum, that, you know, the exciting things that can be done.
Susan, thank you so very much for taking some time to talk with us this morning. And we'll get some links set up on our website. The Minnesota Climate Forum is going to be held on April 27th at the Twin Cities U of M campus. And again, we'll get some links set up so it'll be easy for folks to find that information. Susan, thanks again.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's my pleasure.
Dr. Susan Craddock, our guest this morning. She is the director of the Center of Bioethics. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items, and Heritage Window and Door, the Twin Ports supplier for Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors.